want is right here. We gon' give them what they came for. We gon' take it up from last year. Shoot on my shot, boy, I'm long range. Me and the team on the same plane. Stay down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now.
What is happening? Look at this. It's the Charlie Amy Show.
It is us.
I mean, we've been threatening to do this for a while.
That's right.
And look, who would have thought? Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. Hi, Holly. Welcome. Hi, Corey. Let's revisit the fact that I haven't seen you at the gym.
Today. Only.
I haven't seen you work out for a few days.
Today.
And listen,
I've already got called out by a smaller version of you. Younger version of you, I should say.
Yep.
We can't have our first solo episode of us getting in a fight already.
Well, we're trying to prevent that from happening of our fight because you're right. My mini me was hoping to see you because she is in town for spring break. And I was like, hey, why don't you come to the gym on Sunday? It's the open, you know. And she was like, well, is Funkle going to be there? Mm-hmm, and I said, yeah, he's supposed to do the workout because he was.
Yes.
And then she came there and she was like, I just texted Charlie and he's like,
Yeah. So, well, I was told there was no room or I could do it with the children.
Oh.
Which, yeah.
Did your wife do it?
I didn't need to lose to a 4-year-old.
Do double unders. She did it Monday?
Yep.
With you at the same time?
Not at the same time.
Okay.
Did it before I did.
How are you feeling?
I am in bad shape.
Tell me where.
My Achilles are like, what are we doing?
Okay.
It's weird because we just did flight simulator.
Uh-huh.
And it was fine.
Okay. So then, was that why you weren't at the gym today? Because today was 5 rounds of 50 double unders.
Yeah. More double unders on top of double unders.
And see, okay. So this morning our workout was 5 rounds, 50 double unders. And 8, I missed this first part, 8 double dumbbell snatches.
Yes.
When I first saw it, I was like, that'll be fine. That'll be, good. Double. Game changer. Game changer.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Do they realize the open's happening or they just don't care?
Like, part of me, like, we follow Mayhem Programming, so I'm curious, like, they must lay it out, like, a couple of weeks ahead of time, like, and leave the holes open for the open. So that's my guess, is that it's just too much to kind of, it kind of changes the whole pattern and things of that. But I was kind of surprised that it was part of our.
I guess they don't know what the open is, so they can't really.
Right, yeah.
Change it that quickly, but.
So my Achilles weren't hurting too bad from the workout, but the day after, my hamstrings and glutes were lit, which made me happy because it wasn't
my low back. You deadlifted correctly.
That's right. Look at me. Who would have thought?
Look at you. Who would have thought? And also, did we talk about this last week?
No, we didn't. I was waiting to bring it up.
I was going to say, you probably know more now about your body and how to move it.
Yeah. So one of the things that I said when we were talking a couple weeks ago about what my goals were for the open season, I said, my goals this season are different. And so ever since December, the beginning of December, I decided to start studying for my level 3. And I took my level 3 exam on March 7th, and I am now a CrossFit level 3 certified CrossFit trainer. So I passed and could not be more relieved. I was like an anxious ball of energy, just not, and maybe lack of energy, just like no time, nothing. All I did was study, study, study. And I don't want to, all I'll say about the test is that I felt very prepared.
Good.
So,
I mean, we didn't have any doubts.
We had a little bit of doubts.
We, as in the rest of this team, mm-hmm. did not have any doubts.
Yeah. Well, the thoughts on the test were, so if you read all the study material, I read the study material, like all of the CrossFit Journal articles that they linked, and I read through those twice, took notes the first time. And then on my third review, I just kind of went over my notes again. But what I thought was really the best part of the process was it did make me a better coach during my studying, because it was reading things and then seeing and then trying to apply them while I was coaching. And so I thought that was just, you know, my thoughts on the whole process were like, hey, no matter when I pass this test, I'm still gaining the experience of being a better coach because I'm trying to apply this stuff. And that's what was cool about the test too, was that it wasn't just like knowledge and reciting everything. It was like, okay, sure, you have to know about this, but also how do you apply that? How do you apply that to get this, the correct answer? And so looks like I was able to apply it.
Very nice.
And so now I can relax a lot as far as what I'm doing in my spare time and focus more on some of my own fitness.
Like nutrition.
Nutrition. We are back to full force nutrition. And my main goals have been, how do I get the protein in? I just really kind of was reflecting over where I need the most change. And I was like, I don't think I'm getting nearly the amount of grams of protein that I need. So that's where I'm definitely making sure that I hit that first. That's my most important macro for me to get under mm-hmm. under control, and then moving on. And then making.
Maybe we should have a nutrition show as well.
Yeah.
We just have all the shows on here.
We could. Especially conflict resolution.
Well, that's. I'm going to conflict resolute that Corey is going to take the title on this open this year.
I believe that is true.
I don't even know what his score was, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it was probably a good one. And let's move on to Murph. And let's get on
to our prison style workouts. Because
let's put the title up on Murph.
Okay. I mean, you're still a champ in my eyes.
Well, I'm still the people's champ, of course.
Right.
Decent. Does decent mean 9 rounds?
Right. I saw you, Corey, on Hiller's Southland Champion vlog. Okay, so let's review your nutrition. What's your goals right now?
Water and protein.
Okay.
Water, I just can't understand how, why.
Well, you don't need to overdo it with water. Just
what's overdoing it?
Well, you don't want to like totally flush out any electrolytes in yourself. So any of that natural stuff. So, I mean, just definitely drinking to like thirst and making sure that you are getting enough, but not too much.
Mm. Mm. I always hear like a gallon is where you should be.
Well, who's telling you that?
Everyone in the world.
Mm. Well, that's maybe more for weight loss, but if you're just going for...
We need that too.
Yeah. This is on the Hiller thing. He was talking about his shoes. He's like, yeah, I like my shoes. I've had the same shoes. And he has the same shoes as Hiller. And they were, I think, the Reebok Nano. I'm guessing they were the Nano X3 because they're kind of similar to the Nano 2s. This is my guess. Mm-hmm. We'll have him confirm. Okay, so you didn't come to the gym today.
I'll be there tomorrow, which you won't be.
I won't be coaching tomorrow.
You will be there.
There's a chance I'll be there because it's bench press.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, Corey. Corey, what is your one rep max bench press? Have we discussed that on here? Because, Charlie, this is where if there was a one rep max in the open, this could that could be your event.
That will be it. All along. Just don't do part B. Oh, yeah.
I think it is part B. That's what I think. What's your prediction?
You think it's B? You got to have something on the rig.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be that toes to bar, ascending clean or thruster.
It's thruster for sure.
Something of that.
What
nature.
About 20 point, maybe it was 21.3. 21.3 was front squats. 15 front squats, 30 toes to bar, 15 thrusters. Rest 1 minute. 15 front squats, 30 chest to bar, 15 thrusters. Rest 1 minute. Then 15 front squats, 30 bar muscle ups, 15 thrusters. You have 15 minutes to complete that.
Why are you convinced there's thrusters in it?
Because it's a good thought. There's almost always thrusters in it.
And nothing, no max weight. I mean, what's the max weight?
Hold on. Then immediately after that, it is a barbell complex. You have 7 minutes to do one deadlift, one clean, one hang clean, and one jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So that would be definitely, that would make sense. It would get a repeat. Maybe that you could, they could change the complex. It could be a different strength complex. But we have to test strength. There's got to be some gymnastics thing on the rig and thrusters.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. And, but.
No box jumps?
No.
Or box step overs or some stupid.
No.
Boxy thing?
No wall balls.
Handstandy right? Walks or push ups?
Maybe.
Here's your issue with doing it for 3 weeks. There's too many things that you have to leave out.
Yeah. I do agree.
So is it really a test of fitness?
It's an appetizer of fitness.
It's a let's have a good time for all the peoples. And now fitness comes in the quarters.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I'm feeling. What are you feeling?
Yeah. I mean, it's open's always endurance-y. Which is,
yeah,
you know, you got, I mean, like speaking in our gym, all the endurance guys always do very well in the open.
Yep.
When there's stuff heavy, there's not even close.
Right. But there's got to be a strength. I mean, there is. It's going to happen. It could be a chipper, but. The only reason why I'm hesitant about a chipper, I feel like we had 20 minutes of a workout. And if you're going to do it, I don't know. We need it's got to be like a 15 minute workout.
Since no, we did 20.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Cause we did a kind of long one already.
Yeah.
Which was, that was a long 20 minutes.
Yeah, I will say it was much better doing it than it was watching it.
Yeah, judging it was rough.
It's just more like, okay, you count to 10 and then it's, you know.
And then you're like, all right, I'm going to sit here and
speaking out. I'm curious about this. I'd like to hear Andrew weigh on this too and everybody else. But okay, let's talk about judging jump ropes. So when I judge, I count in my head and then I'll shout out every 10. Okay. So I'll be like, oh, no, no, 10, no, 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 20, blah, blah, blah. So I always tell people that, hey, this is how I'm going to count them. So I go and I talk to our boy, the owner of our gym. I said, hey, I'm going to count in tens. And he's like, I would like for you to please count every breath out loud. So my problem with that is when you're going fast, it's also hard to be like 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 30. Like, it's just too much and too many words coming out. So I'm curious how everybody else does that when they're judging, especially at the high level of judging.
Well, I'd ask people what they wanted.
Yeah.
If not, I would go every 25.
Oh, you would just say 25.
Yep.
50. Well, yep. Let me go back. Let me rephrase that. So I would count in tens, you know, I'd be like 40, and then I'd go like this, you know, and I would say 47, 48, 49, 50. Yes.
Yeah. Last five I'd call out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every 10, hold up a finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. I do that too. I always count, like I do sign language on my one hand for counting to. Yeah.
I had a lot of people doing singles. So
yeah,
it was easier.
Yeah, but sometimes people who do singles are like wicked fast also. And you're like, and then when if you hear people who are like cheering behind you, it's like, dude, don't distract me. I need quiet. Right.
I'm counting.
Yeah. Yeah, counting hard.
Huh.
I agree.
Whoever that is, whichever one of the two high-level judges we have.
I'll bet you that is Switzer. See? Okay. See, I just even knew that. It must be because I'm a level three.
That explains it. My level eight is beyond that.
Oh, you're level eight. Yeah. Well, you were level zero today. Let's not be level zero.
Level zero on this entire open.
But speaking of, my 5 a.m. class today, 17 athletes.
What?
Yes.
Is it 6:15?
I'm not 6:15 probably had about 17. Actually, it was lower than that. Maybe 15 athletes and six. Which is a surprise. Usually you get, you know, your handful of ready to go people at 5 a.m. And then you get your regular class, you know, that we got a lot of regulars, but that was the thing is there was several regulars of 6:15 that joined the 5 a.m. class today. So I don't know if people are like overcompensating from the time change.
No.
You know,
that would make you at four.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're overcompensating. Like they fixed it the day before. So I don't know.
Fine by me. Less people at six.
All right. Here's what Andrew Sten says. I count 1 to 10 and then I start over at 1 and then say the next 10. Depending on the total, I'll say each 10 out loud.
That's okay. I do that too.
Yeah.
So I got 25 and then start over to 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's on your agenda for the rest of the day?
Ninja class. Decided to become a ninja. No.
Which one is doing ninja? Oldest? Middle? Okay. That's cool.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Right. Well, that'll be exciting. Maybe you could join. You could become a ninja.
Good. I could. I would just be the one that hides in the tree. It's a lot of money in it, I think.
Yeah.
Ninjing.
I mean, maybe that's how you could be, Corey.
Become an American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah. You become a ninja, he'll become a pirate.
Louisiana thing to say. I'm going to be a pirate.
I'm going to be a pirate. St. Patty's Day coming up. You got big plans for that?
Do not.
Well, that's good because you need to make sure you get your workout done before that.
You?
Actually, you know what I think my plan is? I'm going to go to I have a gift card to that like Restore, like wellness place, like for like red light therapy or the vitamin drip. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I want to wait. Like I would, since I got it for Christmas and I thought this will be a good time to spend is after the open.
There you go.
Some good recovery. You know,
after the open, and then get right into being prepared for next year's open. You think you'll care about next year's open? Because your level of caring this year is
less. It might. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Let's see how my level of caring will be next year. But I'm hoping I'm going to be way more fit because you and I are going to have our nutrition dialed in.
That's true for a year.
Yeah. Scott, I don't even know if I'm in the top 25. I haven't even looked. But I do find it weird that I've always, well, I don't know. We'll review next week. We'll review.
Who's in it? Whether you're in it?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be in it.
Well, that's what I was thinking is I don't feel like my first workout did anything good for me.
Not even close.
Well, you're closer than Scott because Scott's not doing it.
Yep. You're probably in, Andrew. 25 is a lot.
Yeah. Okay, going back to nutrition. Are you meal planning anything?
No, not yet. That's the next on the table.
So we're just winging it.
Listen, we're just baby steps.
Okay, but when do we revisit upping a step?
I may need to call Corey's lady and figure out what he's doing because he's cheating some kind of way. He clearly cheated.
Well, maybe we should drug test him.
Done. A lot of peanut butter. Peanut butter is illegal, right?
I feel like he eats a little peanut butter. Is your wife still working with a nutrition person?
She just started again.
Okay, that's what I thought that. But...
Real well. It's going real well.
So glad we're paying for that.
So glad. Catch it on fire. Just might as well throw money in the street.
Just flush it down the toilet.
Sure. Oh, am I supposed to do that? Okay, sure. What'd you do this week? I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to revisit our nutrition right now. But you and I we're getting serious.
Yep. We're going to do a comp in Louisiana. Let's do that.
How are we going to get there?
Or somewhere.
I don't know.
Take a bus. Take that little bus with the bear on it. This is a dollar.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, yeah, I'm curious.
We got to find things that are going to push us.
Okay.
Because we were supposed to do a full Clydesdale one.
Yeah.
Now that Scott's on the up and up, and he's doing 7,000 steps a day or something crazy, 7 meters a day or something. I don't remember what it was. He's going to be ready.
Is this like the Ranging Cajun Games?
If we can get Kat out of the woods, we get her to do some fitness.
I definitely need to do masters only comps.
Masters scaled comps.
Do you remember that one time Marcus and I did a comp and we took second to last place and we were the oldest by 20 years?
Oh, yeah. And they definitely did not drug test at that competition.
Right, because there would have definitely been some people popping.
You probably would have won because everyone in front of you.
But you know what? That's what I'm going to tell myself. Had they done that. Out.
I'm like, they don't build people like that in real life.
No, they don't. And I've never seen people wear jorts like that and be able to jump over bales of hay and...
And they didn't rip, which is weird.
And do thrusters and that kind of stuff with jorts on. I mean,
this is before Born Primitive made their shorts.
It was. You're right. I think these were like literal cutoffs.
These are like Lees.
Actual cutoffs happening. Well, shoot. Okay, Raging Games. We'll take a look. We'll have to get a bus. Games.
This sounds intense. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's 2 years.
Well, you said we need something to push us.
That's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get, and we're gonna get your front rack in order. That's gonna be my new mission.
Whoa. Yes. There's a lot more that probably needs to happen before that happens.
Well, I'm going to give you homework.
Hips, ankles. Oh, now that you're, I'm going to be your level 3 study now.
So this is funny. I was hanging out. I was hanging out with your wife last Friday night, and I was at a mutual friend's house, and the mutual friend had a dog, and it was one of those, what's that called? Oh, gremlin looking dogs, French bulldogs. And I was like joking. I was like, have you guys ever seen those dog chiropractor shows?
I was like,
I feel like this dog needs some of that. And your wife just looks over at me and she goes, Amy's a level 3 vet now.
Yeah. You're level 3 at everything, man.
Yep. Level 3. Shoot.
That dude's crazy. Those dogs are getting like, what did you just
say? I know. They're like, hmm?
I want to bite you, but I feel better, so I don't know what to do here.
Look at this. Amy suggested fixing Charlie's front rack, and he's like, hey, let's not get too crazy. Yeah, it's true.
This front rack's been years in the making to be this bad.
It's mostly because your biceps are so big.
I like to tell myself that, but then I see like Dan Bailey in a front rack, and it kind of throws everything off.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good reflection. We're going to print out some of those photos and put it on the rig.
Let's just call him. See what he's doing. How'd you get this? How are you getting this front rack?
Yeah. I'm guessing he's going to say something about mobility. Yes. It is fun to watch Charlie do thrusters with the dumbbells.
Listen, I just let people know this is the range of motion we got. You get your head through. More of a suggestion than a rule.
Listen, we got to push ourselves. We got to get better. Did you hit yourself on the head?
Yeah, I may or may not have before in my life.
Was that when we went to Cliffside?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that was a disaster. That was something different. Okay. That was a bike that killed Scott and I.
Got it.
Which was a great show right afterwards when we're like, okay, we're going to need like.
And it was snowing. I think that was episode number 8, folks. If you guys want to go back and review that episode number 8.
We had a mic that didn't work. So we were sharing a mic.
Where we visited the Panchik brothers. And spoke with Saxon. So Corey makes a great point here. If maybe you worked on. So mobility, nutrition, sleep. How's your sleep?
Sleep's. If kids sleep, then it's not a real thing.
Yeah. My sleep is.
And a dog that says 2 a.m. is time for me to go out every single day.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. Let me tell you about my sleep last night real quick, because it's real important to look at. See if you guys can see this number.
Why would anybody do a Tabata assault bike?
You see that?
Yeah. What's that middle deal?
Midnight? I'm talking about this number right here. 3 hours, 30 minutes.
Your far right. Your far right side looks like a middle finger. Those three right there on the.
Oh yeah, it does.
So to think about your sleep.
It's basically saying you might as well get up because you.
Just get your ass up.
You. Stink. Okay, so that one says I slept 3 hours. Let me check my other app. I think it told me I slept less. So.
Yeah, Tabata, that was it. Tabata assault bike.
And burpees. But that's because, if you remember, the Panchiks always did Saturday bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least it was a salt bike. That's better than the Echo
bike. Echo bike?
Yeah.
Bike.
Bike,
CT bike. And be
bike.
I thought we were just coming in for a nice little easy workout, do a little interview, have all fun.
Drive back home. Nope.
Go out to the coast, have a few laughs.
Charlie, this has been fun, the Charlie Amy show.
It has been.
We just banter about life and, you know.
Maybe we'll start one.
Maybe we will. Maybe.
Just keep the people guessing.
Who knows? Scott and Kat both had some work stuff going on. And as you can see, Charlie and I are both in our offices, but we're taking a quick lunch break.
Listen, some of us are more committed to this thing than others. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true, Scott. You did catch your breath about 30 minutes into that interview. So if you guys want to go back and listen to some quality beginning podcasts, episode 8, I think with Saxon Panchik at CrossFit Cliffside, which I wore that shirt the other day, which is sad because there's no longer CrossFit Cliffside.
Yeah. There's a lot of us just hoping that they would keep talking and not
episode 5.
Give short answers.
Yeah, episode 5, 6, just go back and look for Saxon Panchik.
Well, it depends on if you take out episode 1, then does it become 5 or 6? Episode 1 that does not exist.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because that was a shit show.
I don't think I was present for that one.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Oh.
Okay. Our first ever episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there.
The lost episode.
Everyone was there.
Okay.
All my kids were there. The dog was there. Everyone. Oh,
okay. I'll have to go back and take a trip down memory lane.
You won't. It's gone.
Okay. All right. Well, I better get ready to tackle the rest of the school day.
All right.
Okay. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe. If you show up, I'll be there.
All right. Let's get our bench on. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Catch us next time on Clydesdale Media Roundtable.
Bye. You said it right.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best-tasting, and highest-quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.